My baby has never, ever not cried in the arms of a stranger except with you. And I say it's just bringing in a different energy into the baby's energy field. And this isn't anything that we can necessarily measure or we can identify specifically. It's just something that everybody, as I'm talking about it in the room, particularly you mothers, your heads go up and down because you know. You have a knowing about this. So one of the things that he talks about, in every studied case of recovery from hopeless and untreatable disease, there has been this major shift in consciousness so that the attractor patterns that resulted in the pathologic process no longer dominated. This is from Power Versus Force, David Hawkins. In every studied case of recovery from hopeless and untreatable disease, now this isn't just physical disease, there has been this major shift in consciousness so that the attractor patterns that resulted in the pathologic process no longer dominated. So the question is, what is it that dominates in our consciousness? And if what we allow to dominate our consciousness is an attractor pattern of anger, of hatred, of self-pity, of fear, of worry, of shame, of these very low and slow energies, all of which are measurable. If this is what we are radiating out, we attract that back into our lives. And when we begin to make the shift away from those lower and slower energy patterns, in our natural way of reacting, even to things such as hatred, and even to things such as anger, because the problem with force is that force always creates a counterforce. And it's one of the reasons that mankind hasn't moved up hardly at all on the level of collective consciousness in 2,000 years. Because whenever you use force, you have a very low and a very slow energy. Anger and hatred, and these are all slow energies. And when you react to that force with more of a counterforce, you have lowered the collective energy that you're in. So that if a child says to you, "I hate you," and screams that out as a 2 or 3 year old just who's frustrated, "I hate you, mommy, I hate you, daddy," and you respond back with, "Well, I hate you too," which is absurd because you know better than to do that. But if you do, what you do is you lower the energy, you create a counterforce, and you have collectively created a lower energy than when you just had one person who was at hatred or a low, slow energy, okay? So that what you do in response to a child's hatred is you respond with either removing yourself so that the energy field doesn't get magnified, or consoling, or finding a way to let them know that I love you despite how you're acting here. And this is our instinct to do that. When bad things happen in the world, what we call bad things, which are really low energy things, when violence comes, when planes fly into the World Trade Center, when war strikes, when there are hurricanes, when there are earthquakes, when disasters, when low energy appears in humanity, our instinct is what? Our instinct is to help. Our instinct is to get into, if we're in Iowa and something happens in New York, is to get in a fire truck and drive the fire truck to New York and walk into burning buildings to save people. Our instinct is to go right away to the Red Cross and say, "Can I donate some of my blood? Let me give you some of my mojo. Let me give you my life force. Okay, here, take my blood." My blood, I mean, what a symbol that is. Take what is keeping me alive and give some of it to, and we give so much of it that we had to absolutely destroy some of the blood because there was too much given. Because our instinct is, in the moment of hatred, is to respond with love. That's our natural instinct to do so, is to seek out to help. If somebody's house burned down, on the whole history of our people, when someone's house burns down in any village, everybody in the village comes together and says, "How can we help to rebuild your house?" And it's not an uncommon theme, is it? And it isn't just that. It hardly even makes news when there are doctors in the world who are highly trained people who could be making a fortune, who go off and donate their time in places where people don't have any medical services. The Peace Corps, the concept of the Peace Corps, the concept of reaching out and helping others who are in lesser conditions than we are, is instinctive.